Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Rogue awarded Phase 2 SBIR for in-situ resident space object characterization. Rogue Space Systems Corporation has been awarded a Phase 2 SBIR valued over $1 million by SpaceWorks, the U.S. Space Force's innovation arm. The project aims to enhance space domain awareness through SAMRIC technology for safe in-space servicing and manufacturing operations. With over 5,000 operational satellites in low Earth orbit, and more expected by 2030, understanding space objects' location and capabilities is crucial. Rogue's SAMRIC technology will autonomously detect and identify objects in space, improving safety and efficiency. This initiative aligns with the Air Force's efforts to accelerate small business innovation. Rogue's progress showcases the success of this approach in advancing space technology.
Experienced medical record chart scanning in Seattle. Microcom Systems, MCS Lilted in Seattle, offers efficient medical record and chart scanning services, digitizing patient records quickly using high-speed equipment. Benefits include disaster recovery with off-site backups, worldwide online retrieval, EMR compatibility, and standalone solutions for offices without EMRs. They also provide full-solution EMR conversion for offices transitioning systems. Microcom Systems can work with all EMRs, offering services for clinics, offices, and practices of all sizes. Contact Microcom in Seattle at 1.26248.3191 to request a complimentary evaluation and sample service package tailored to specific office needs.
RW Thrive acquires Bird Brain Technologies, expanding commitment to deep and joyful hands-on learning education. RW Thrive, the employee-owned holding company of RealityWorks, has acquired Bird Brain Technologies LLC, a renowned manufacturer of robotics components and kits. This strategic move expands RW Thrive's presence in the educational robotics market, aiming to empower students to explore, innovate, and excel in robotics. CEO Tim Butcher expressed excitement over the alignment of values between the two companies. Bird Brain Technologies, founded by Dr. Tom Lowers in 2010, has a strong history of supporting STEM education. The acquisition will broaden product offerings, enhance educational impact, and strengthen community support. RW Thrive is committed to upholding Bird Brain Technologies' brand and values, ensuring a seamless transition for all stakeholders. Welding Supply and Welding Gas Store launches new URL. Tollgas, a leading provider of specialty industrial gases and high-purity chemicals, has launched a new URL, tollweldingsupply.com. This update aims to enhance user experience and provide a more accessible platform for customers to access a wide range of products and services, from argon gas to welding supplies. The new website will maintain the same high-quality industrial gases, welding supplies, and expert customer support. To celebrate the launch, special promotions and discounts are being offered for online purchases made through the new URL. Tollgas encourages customers to visit the site and take advantage of these limited-time offers. For more information, visit tollweldingsupply.com or contact customer service at customerservice@tollgas.com or 763-551-5374.
Zingli.ai expands leadership team with new CMO and CRO. Zingli.ai, a leading innovator in AI-powered customer experience solutions, announced the appointment of Pat Oldenburg as Chief Marketing Officer and Gary Chan as Chief Revenue Officer. CEO Gaurav Passi emphasized the importance of true innovation and ROI on AI investments in the evolving CX landscape. Gary Chan brings over 12 years of leadership experience in financial services and SaaS sales, while Pat Oldenburg brings over 20 years of enterprise and cloud software marketing experience. Both will play crucial roles in strengthening Zingli.ai's market presence and redefining customer experiences. Gary will focus on go-to-market strategy and sales, while Pat will lead all aspects of marketing strategy to accelerate Zingli.ai's CX category leadership. AI Connect Chain Testnet launched, showcasing five key advantages. The AI Connect Chain Testnet has been officially launched, showcasing five key advantages. First, it offers high-performance processing capability with the ability to process thousands of transactions per second. Second, it excels in smart contract functionality, supporting the development of complex smart contracts for various decentralized applications. Third, it prioritizes security with advanced encryption technology and regular security audits. Fourth, its scalability and modular design allow for flexibility and adaptability to future innovations. Lastly, AI Connect Chain is eco-friendly and energy-efficient, reducing environmental impact and operating costs. During the testnet period, users can explore the platform's features, participate in testing, and provide feedback. Follow AI Connect's official channels for more information on how to join the testnet and witness the growth of AI Connect in creating a smarter, more connected future. A modern pairing, Siyata Mobile and Zello announce integration of top-rated app and SD7 handset. Siyata Mobile, a global developer of push-to-talk over cellular handsets, has partnered with Zello to offer the Zello push-to-talk application on Siyata's SD7 handset. This strategic initiative enhances Siyata's competitive position in the multi-billion-dollar two-way radio market. With the growing push-to-talk over cellular market valued at $3.40 billion in 2019, Siyata's integration with Zello provides advanced communication technology that works over cellular networks. Customers like public safety organizations have praised the combined solution, citing its scalability, features, and reasonable price point. Siyata Mobile's commitment to enhancing communication for frontline teams and communities through the integration with Zello demonstrates its dedication to providing innovative solutions for its customers.
Clarivine launches connected application on the Snowflake AI Data Cloud. Clarivine, the data standards company, has launched a connected application powered by Snowflake, bridging the data standards cloud with the Snowflake AI Data Cloud. This integration allows organizations and marketers to efficiently manage and mobilize their data, enhancing campaign intelligence. By utilizing the Snowflake AI Data Cloud, Clarivine's connected application reduces manual data preparation tasks, breaks down data silos, and improves data availability and quality. This partnership aims to streamline marketing data management, providing a reliable source of marketing metadata for more confident, data-driven decisions. The collaboration between Clarivine and Snowflake offers a solid infrastructure for marketing data, empowering marketers to navigate the dynamic marketing landscape with ease.
Laser Photonics, NASTA H1 Milestones Update, expanded and upgraded product offering, deepened partnerships, successful anti-drone laser tech testing, and more. Laser Photonics has had a productive first half of the year, with expanded and upgraded product offerings, deepened partnerships, and successful anti-drone laser technology testing. The company has launched advanced lasers for cleaning, cutting, and drone defense. They have also partnered with companies like Brock and Echelon One Solutions to bring their laser technology to new markets. In addition to product and partnership developments, Laser Photonics has focused on marketing efforts to build name recognition and boost sales. The company has also expanded their research and development efforts, including testing a laser prototype for destroying small-scale unmanned aerial systems. With six more months to go in 2024, Laser Photonics is poised for continued success.
The Tesla of the skies. How one company could be about to change the aviation industry forever. New Horizon Aircraft, a company aiming to revolutionize the aviation industry, is drawing comparisons to Tesla's success in the automotive sector. With its hybrid electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, the Cavorite X7, Horizon is set to redefine air travel. The company's innovative design allows for vertical takeoff like a helicopter and flight like a traditional aircraft, offering a range of 500 miles and a top speed of 250 miles per hour. Horizon's focus on sustainability includes a hybrid electric system that reduces emissions by up to 30%. The Cavorite X7's versatility makes it ideal for urban and regional mobility, potentially transforming transportation in congested areas. While regulatory challenges remain, Horizon's vision for a more efficient, accessible, and sustainable aviation future is on the horizon.
The proliferation of AI has brought with it new security risks. iLearning Engines is finding new ways to enable security for an AI world. The proliferation of AI tools has raised concerns about data security, especially with the rise of threats targeting platforms like ChatGPT. OpenAI's Redis library vulnerability allowed access to users' chat history, highlighting the risks of open source code. The Cloud Security Alliance has released a white paper addressing security implications of ChatGPT, emphasizing the need for collaboration in AI cybersecurity. iLearning Engines' NASDAQ ILA takes a differentiated approach by prioritizing data security and control through its proprietary AI technology and private cloud storage. ILA's commitment to transparency, fairness, and security in AI development sets it apart in the market, enabling businesses to leverage AI tools while safeguarding sensitive information.
BestGrowthStocks.com issues an extensive comprehensive analysis of Asset Entities, Inc. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive analysis of Asset Entities, Inc., a provider of digital marketing and content delivery services across various social media platforms. Asset Entities, Inc., NASST, has attracted investor attention after acquiring Tommy Boy TV's assets and implementing a 1-for-5 reverse stock split. The report covers the company's operations, growth drivers, financials, and more. Asset Entities, Inc. offers social media marketing services across platforms like Discord, TikTok, and Instagram, and operates a ternary payment platform. For more information, visit AssetEntities.com and follow them on X, formerly Twitter, at Asset Entities. BestGrowthStocks.com issues comparative analysis on how Rigetti Computing stacks up to peers. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive analysis on Rigetti Computing, Inc., a pioneer in full-stack quantum classical computing. Rigetti Computing, Inc., NASDAQ RGTI, gained investor attention after a keynote presentation at SemiCon West 2024. The report offers a comparative analysis of Rigetti Computing, Inc. and peers in the quantum computing space, covering operations, financials, technology, clients, market position, and potential catalysts. Rigetti operates quantum computers over the cloud and serves global clients through its quantum cloud services platform. The company's multi-chip quantum processor aims for scalable quantum computing systems. Learn more at www.jetti.com.
New leadership role announced at Vector Choice Technologies. Vector Choice Technologies, LLC, a leading provider of IT solutions, has announced the appointment of John Vines as Chief Technology Officer. John's promotion highlights the company's dedication to growth and innovation. With his background as Vice President of Technical Operations, John has already made significant contributions to Vector Choice, including overseeing cultural integration during a recent merger and implementing a training program for technicians. His new role as Chief Technology Officer will allow him to continue driving success and advancement within the company.
Chief Revenue Officer announced at Vector Choice Technologies. Vector Choice Technologies, a leading cybersecurity, compliance, and managed IT provider, has announced the promotion of Mike Bazar to Chief Revenue Officer. In his previous role as Chief Technology Officer, Mr. Bazar played a key role in shaping the technological direction of the company. As CRO, he will be responsible for revenue growth, implementing revenue generation strategies, and identifying new market opportunities. With over 20 years of experience in the industry, Mike Bazar is well equipped to drive new strategies and opportunities at Vector Choice. We look forward to seeing the continued growth and success under his leadership. Deep market making revolutionizes U.S. corporate bond trading with AI-powered IG analytics. Deep Market Making, Inc., DeepMM, is revolutionizing the U.S. corporate bond market with AI-powered IG analytics. Their new U.S. corporate credit investment grade, IG AI model, offers unparalleled accuracy in predicting trade probabilities. This innovative technology automates tasks traditionally done by human traders, enhancing efficiency and client focus. CEO Nathan Powell highlights the model's exceptional precision, developed over 7 years of R&D. Early adopters are impressed by its ability to accurately price less liquid bonds. DeepMM's expertise in large event models sets them apart, providing a competitive advantage to market participants. For more information, visit deepmarketmaking.com. BestGrowthStocks.com issues comprehensive analysis of Gaxos.ai Inc. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive analysis on Gaxos.ai Inc., a company developing artificial intelligence applications across various sectors. Gaxos.ai Inc., NASDAQ GXAI, partnered with Meshi to deliver 3D assets in its AI solution for game developers and publishers, attracting significant investor attention. The report covers Gaxos.ai's operations, potential catalysts, growth drivers, financials, share structure, chart setup, and more. Gaxos.ai is focused on redefining the human-AI relationship through health, wellness, and gaming solutions. Best Growth Stocks is a leading equity research firm utilizing exclusive AI-assisted research, providing access to CEO interviews and market experts for investors. This is not financial advice. Please consult a licensed financial advisor before investing.
Pulsar Helium Inc. CEO Thomas Abraham James discusses high helium concentrations and future plans. Pulsar Helium Inc. CEO Thomas Abraham James spoke with Proactive about the company's progress and future plans. Pulsar Helium, trading as PLSR on the TSX Venture Exchange and PSRHF on the OTC market, has been advancing its helium project in Minnesota since going public last August. Recent drilling confirmed helium concentrations of up to 14.5%, well above the economic interest threshold. The company intends to update resource estimates, conduct deeper drilling, and perform lateral drilling to identify more gas zones. A preliminary economic assessment is also in the works. Abraham James highlighted helium's crucial role in high-tech sectors like space launches and MRI scanners, emphasizing the global shortage. Pulsar's U.S. based project positions it well to meet this demand and ensure a stable helium supply for essential industries.
Sono Group, driving the future with solar-powered commercial vehicles. Sono Group Managing Director George O'Leary discussed the company's focus on integrating solar technology into commercial vehicles, highlighting the solar bus kit. The company's Solar Essence concept utilizes efficient, scalable, and low-cost solar PV panels. With recent funding secured until June 2025, Sono Group plans to enhance personnel, product development, and transparency. Their vision includes installing solar technology on all commercial vehicles globally, moving towards a fossil fuel-free world. Sono Group aims to expand solar solutions to various bus types and transition to a major stock exchange following their OTCQB listing. This forward-thinking approach positions Sono Group as a leader in solar technology integration in the commercial vehicle sector, driving innovation for a greener future. Velocity Global continues to expand global footprint. Velocity Global has expanded its global footprint by opening new entities in El Salvador and Georgia, providing customers with compliant access to talent in these economies. The company also obtained a Hakken business license in Japan to ensure compliant operations. Georgia's growing economy and strategic location make it attractive for businesses, while El Salvador offers a favorable business climate with modernized infrastructure. Compliance is crucial when engaging talent in new markets, and Velocity Global's global work platform helps companies hire, pay, and manage employees worldwide. Laura Isaza, Vice President at Velocity Global, emphasizes the importance of compliance in global hiring. The company's recent Hakken license in Japan ensures the most compliant EOR services. By focusing on compliance and customer needs, Velocity Global continues to be a trusted partner for businesses seeking a borderless workforce.
Calibre Mining, OTCCXBMF, uses artificial intelligence to push gold mining operations forward. Calibre Mining Corp., a gold mining and exploration company, is leveraging artificial intelligence to revolutionize the mining industry. With a strong pipeline of development opportunities in the U.S., Canada, and Nicaragua, Calibre Mining aims to become a mid-tier gold producer. By using AI in mineral exploration, the company can pinpoint potential gold-bearing areas with accuracy and speed, leading to more efficient drilling and exploration. The recent acquisition of Marathon Gold's Valentine Project is expected to significantly boost Calibre Mining's annual gold production, positioning them for substantial growth. Analysts are bullish on the company's prospects, anticipating a potential re-rate as they transition to a mid-tier producer with diversified assets and strong cash flow. Erectile function versus erectile dysfunction. How MangoRx's NemGRX product sets itself apart and caters to a large market. Pun intended. MangoRx, a men-focused healthcare company, is changing the landscape of ED treatment with its telemedicine platform and fast-acting ED pill, Mango. By leveraging a fun and humorous brand voice, MangoRx aims to empower men to seek help for ED or enhance their sexual experiences without shame. With a forecasted market growth for ED drugs and treatments to over $7 billion by 2032, MangoRx's affordable and effective pill is positioned to cater to a large market of men seeking performance enhancement. By combining active ingredients from Cialis and Viagra with oxytocin and L-arginine, Mango offers a fast-acting solution that lasts for hours, appealing to a growing customer base seeking discreet and convenient access to ED treatment.
Could AI threaten the grid? Companies like Ben are bringing efficient AI technology to the forefront. Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing industries, but at what cost? The demand for power to train and use AI models is straining the grid and the environment. Just one ChatGPT request consumes 10 times more electricity than a Google search. Companies like Brand Engagement Network, Inc. are addressing this issue with efficient language models, ELMs, that optimize AI for specific tasks, reducing energy consumption. By focusing on defined application needs and utilizing CPUs instead of GPUs, Ben's ELM technology offers scalable, secure, and cost-effective AI solutions. With a growing demand for AI, it's crucial to prioritize efficiency and sustainability to prevent overburdening our infrastructure. Ben's innovative approach is setting a new standard for AI technology, ensuring a brighter future for both technology and the environment.
Panther Minerals, OTC GLIUF, may be poised to benefit amid nuclear power push for AI data center growth. Panther Minerals, traded under OTC symbol GLIUF, could be well positioned to benefit from the intersection of nuclear power and artificial intelligence in the growth of data centers. As AI technology continues to advance, the demand for efficient data centers is on the rise. With nuclear power being a key player in providing clean energy for these centers, companies like Panther Minerals, based in Vancouver, BC, are exploring and developing uranium resources to meet this demand. The company's Boulder Creek deposit in western Alaska shows promise for uranium extraction, with recent expansions and investments in exploration. With global uranium demand forecasted to increase significantly in the coming years, Panther Minerals may play a crucial role in supplying the fuel needed for AI data center growth, positioning them for potential success in the market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.